Greetings, this is James Gennell with As You Wish Talk Radio and Eastetti Stargate simulcasting. We've got some amazing information coming out. We did part one already, so be sure and watch part one first. It gives Dr. Keshe's bio and information, and we're going to get right into part two. I've got some questions I want to get answered, and so anyway, stay tuned, and we're going to have a great show tonight. So, Dr. Keshe, are you with us?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We covered so much in the last show. What I wanted to get into is that one of my dreams here at the ranch is we do a lot of process-oriented therapy and a lot of spiritual and healing and things like that of that nature, and which ties into kind of plasma and all the other, you know, unseen energies, you might say. But it's always been my dream here is to have a totally self-sufficient ranch with the high technology, the more spiritual technologies as well, and totally self-sufficient with the healing. People call them med beds. Everybody has different names for them, and formulas and things to aid in the awakening healing process that we're undergoing and all the challenges we're having right now. And it seems like you've actually have the technology to do all that. I'd like to talk maybe first about the fearless energy generators that you've put together.
What we call the micro energy supplies, which comes from nano layers, already been is available, you can use it. You got to understand that the Keshe Foundation nanotechnology is used in most of all of the mobile phones you use in your batteries.
Oh yeah.
We already know this. You already have seen the benefit of the Keshe Foundation technology, especially nano, in batteries of the car, even the Tesla car. Uh-huh. With the advancement in new batteries is partially Keshe Foundation technology, which is added to it. Uh-huh. But on the commercial large size, we have developed what is known as MagRav. Keshe Foundation has produced many of them, reducing or supplying part of the what we call hybrid between the grid and the home use energy from the environment. You reduce bills by 30%, 50%, because the grid supplies part of it, and then you take the rest of it from the system and the environment. Mm-hmm. We have a system which we never disclosed, and due to the launch of the two enhancement units, we have to release this technology one way or another in the next few weeks. And this is the power generators which will never die. Mm-hmm. This is the power generator. It's actually, as I explained in the teachings in the recent past, is up to now in the world of science, we never knew how to convert voltage to current. If you can convert a voltage to current and then use it at the same time, you have power, you can do anything.
Yeah.
This is the way the life in the universe is created. It's the way the life in your body is done. Your body is not connected to a power supply. The only power supply is the water and the food you drink and eat. But how does the body changes into power that our body heats itself and we walk and we do everything else? The hidden secret, the knowledge, is how the body changes the energies which come into it as food into power, which is both current and voltage. And now, because we developed this, I developed this nearly 30 years ago. Now, because of the enhancement units, to be able to have a power supply which works the same as the body of the man, we had to incorporate these generators in it. And mm-hmm. so the whole logic is, understanding is, our systems are plasma systems. If you connect them to the earth or to the main power, there comes the matter power, what we call electricity. Mm-hmm. And this cannot work. we run our reactors, we see all our reactors running and our batteries don't lose any energy. We mm-hmm. see the batteries we put as backup hold to the energy when 10 reactors, 20 reactors are running, because they're charging continuously the battery. Mm-hmm. And so we have reached to the point that to generate a system that it works in a universal basis, we had to release, we have to release the new power generator systems, which will be done in the next few weeks, because we have used them in enhancement units, and these enhancement units are getting spread around the world because people have bought these units and we have to deliver them. So in a very short while, Keshe Foundation for the first time would deliver a plasma unit which is self-sufficient, converts energy from what you call voltage to current and current to voltage, the way our body does and creates the heat and what we do, we run, we do everything else. Mm-hmm. This is one of the hidden knowledges in the world of science. Now we release it. And in that process, when you can create magnetic field energies in this way, then you create plasmas which can interact with the gravitational magnetic field of the Earth, that you can create what we've seen, positioning, flights without the fuel, flights from Earth to Moon within a minute, because now what it is literally, you don't burn fuel to go to the Moon. If you put two magnets together, you see a bigger magnet pull a smaller magnet to itself. So the bigger magnet is Moon. We create the heartbeat of the Moon, the soul of the Moon in our system, and we create gravitational magnetic field of the Moon with us, matches, and Moon literally pulls you apart towards it. And as we approach, we change it. So going to Mars, Moon, and other galaxies is a matter of minutes and hours job, is not what we had up to now. And we don't burn the fuel, we just match the magnetic and gravitational field, and at the same time, the heartbeat of the planet. And we will enter into a dimension. The minute we change the heartbeat, keeping the energy the same, we slow down, we stop. So we have learned the process the universe converts energies, and we have learned the process of transportation and transmutation. And for example, in your ranch, you are dealing, you want to change the position. Next week or in 2 weeks' time, Keshe Foundation will open the first farm in Europe, which from the seed grown till the seed harvested, fed to the animal, and then the animal to grow, all be controlled by Keshe Foundation technology. We're sowing the seed with the farmer, we're harvesting the seed, same time the food is given to the animal, and then from the beginning, when the harvest, the seed, sowing the seed starts, we start giving water and energy to the animals direct. So we see a change in a lot of things. Much more harvest, 2 to 3 times more harvest, the way we done in China. This is not theory. We doubled and tripled the harvest in China in trials with the Chinese government. Today they approached us, or this week they approached us for new cycle of the farming, which is starting in the spring, for massive amount of land, millions of kilometers, what's called square meters of. Then we come to the point of transportation and transmutation. As you say, you see it sitting in the farm. The man doesn't need to eat. The man, if he, now we have the knowledge, if he gives the strength to his soul, the soul will feed the body of the man. Mm-hmm. So we do not need to kill animals anymore. Farming, yeah, the do will be a pleasure, but we be able to transfer the energies to the man, to the soul of the man, that the man finds peace and the man does not need to kill, because he received the energy from the soul to the body of the man. So there are a lot of things is about to change. A lot of us who don't want to eat, to kill to eat, we have an alternative technology which you transfer the energy of the universe, to transfer the energy of the whatever you like, the orange, into your body. And we've shown this, many people in China have not eaten for years, use the Keshe Foundation technology to transfer the food into their body, like orange and everything. They transfer it to water and then drink the water. Not many people in China who have done this. 1 year, 2 years, they just don't eat anymore. And there are a lot of solutions, but we are matter-based people, and we have to see how in a space as we becoming man of a space, we can't take all the cows and all the, what we call the corn and the flour with us. But we carry the energies of it, and the man takes what he needs at the time he needs.
I see so many, levels to this. In America, there's places where you go and there's mountains of wheat and corn just rotting, you know, because they want to keep the prices up and things like that. And so basically all you'd need is the technology to move it from one place to the other and straighten out the consciousness of those that are hoarding it and things like that. That's one level. The next level is you don't even need to grow the mountains of grain and corn because you could send it through, is it etherically or through plasma? I'm not sure exactly how it transmits from one source.
It's very simple. Sorry about that. Let me explain. It doesn't need imagination. Mm-hmm. We never knew how the body of the man receives energy. We never knew how plants receive energy. Now we know. When you make a cup of life, when you make a CO2 as a plasma, as a gas, you see a fat on top of the box. That fat is what connects that CO2 to connect to your body, because it's the, what do you call it, it's the adjuster. So in a way, for every transfer of energy from even proteins, even from the fruit or whatever, there is an amino acid link. So when you have found the amino acid link, which is connects to the strength of the orange to the body of the man, you don't need the orange anymore. You understand? So you create the fields of that amino acid and your body takes the energy. So you're self-satisfied. So we need a combination of different amino acid strengths to match the wheat, the corn or whatever, which we can make in our systems. So the man doesn't need to eat anymore. He receives the energy transfer to itself, and the body of the man is a magnetic field container. So you feel like having an orange, the emotion and the field of it is in the room, you put it in a cup, you receive that orange. You never need to buy an orange ever in your life.
Yeah, same with medicines or vitamins or everything else.
Medicines is one of them, it's drug trafficking. Very soon we can solve the drug trafficking, because if you satisfy the emotional side in the strength of the field of the amino acid, which is lacking, which gets addicted to receive, you find no drug addict.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Alcohol, cigarette, or anything else.
And now I wanted to go into, on another level, let's say somebody has a genetic disorder, and you know, we can do a lot of things with medicine and things like that for other things. But if they have a, does your process actually change the DNA? And from my understanding, it might be wrong, feel free to correct me, is that we actually have an aspect of ourselves. You might call it the soul or the etheric body or the blue body. And it has the perfect pattern, the whole and healthy, perfect self. And if we could create a communication between that and our physical body would heal itself, would go back. And there might be other levels of this, but I'd like to get your take on that.
If a body is born, to change it genetically is very hard. But we can change the genetic in the next generation, for the next generation. But with the new technology, some of the genetic modification can be changed. And don't forget, we cannot change all the genetic modification because it's part of the evolution. This is how we progress.
Yeah.
And in so many ways, we have to understand the totality of the knowledge and the application of it. and the way is applied.
Well, if they have a let's say you start out with this perfect self, whatever, your whole and healthy perfect self, and as it comes into the physical, it has to go through your astral body, your mental body, your emotional body, which includes past lives as well. And so whatever karma distortions are created on those other levels is what you're going to get in the physical. So if you could figure out a way to clear that up, the patterns that are creating the distortions, you know, it seems like we could get back to these beings that pretty much live forever if we wanted to.
In a way you could do, but in a way we can modify it slightly. Mm-hmm. We know this one firsthand because about 3 years ago we ran a test in China. Mm-hmm. I've explained this many times before. What happened? Where the Chinese grew rice, wheat, and a couple of other seeds, which is used for making alcohol in China, in a controlled farming area by their scientists. When these plants were grown for 100 days, the Chinese scientists applied the Keshe Foundation water with the gases, with the plasmas, to these fields. And they were all, each field was set by 20 by 100 meter. They took 33 meters of the 100 and we watered 1/3 of the land for 27 days. Mm-hmm. And then with the rice for about 50 days. We went for about 3 weeks more, 4 weeks more. When it came to the time of harvest, don't forget that all the seeds were grown 100 days together without any sign of the plasma technology. And then suddenly on the 100th day, the plasma was introduced as a water to water them, nothing else. Mm-hmm. In 27 days, the harvest doubled on the wheat. And the harvest, like 72 kilos, 75 kilos, became 249 kilos. Nothing else, just the watering changed. The Chinese Beijing Agricultural University scientists who were monitoring this from the beginning with us, they raised alarm to the Chinese government that this cannot be done. Harvest in, you know, 27 days cannot be doubled and 56 days cannot be tripled. This has changed and modified the gel, the cell of the, what do you call it, the wheat and the rice. And so Chinese authorities, they said, we want a full analysis. We had the seed before harvesting and we had our seeds sent to independent laboratories. The result came that there has been no genetic modification. There has been improvement as well in some key parts in the genetic of the, what do you call it, the wheat and the rice. And the conclusion was that we do not touch genes. Genetically, we cannot touch it. It does not touch because body takes what it needs from it. Mm-hmm. And then it came, why has it been increased? We explained very simple, because there was a hidden data in this, what do you call it, analysis, that the Americans and the Australians did this development some years, few years before that, that showed in a specific condition, the protein of wheat can be increased to 20 gram percentage. Mm-hmm. But the Chinese were producing maximum between 11 and 12 gram percentage. And when we tested for the protein, the Keshe Foundation technology wheat had 20 gram percentage of wheat protein. And because of that 8% increase to absorb it, this part of the seed, of the section of the seed, is the mother, is where the regrowth will start. Mm-hmm. Had to have more material for that 8% to be able to germinate when it grows. You had a bigger seed, you had a heavier seed. So that increase in the seed increased the size of the rice and the wheat, and so the harvest was tripled. Mm-hmm. In a way, scientifically we understand how we can increase the wheat's weight and the animals, and we understand that we can not really touch the genetic deformation.
Yeah. It's amazing when you think about this. You know, I was telling people, you know, it's really hard for us to contemplate the concept that we don't need fuel anymore. And then to go to the next level, you don't even need tires. And you can just keep going on, and people can't grasp that. But, and then now we're talking about we can end world hunger by increasing the yield. But then you don't even need to eat with this technology, which is the next level. And most people, that's why there needs to be a massive educational program out there to let people know that this is available. And, you know, there are spiritual teachings out there where people can actually generate protein just from spirit and sustain and not eat and things like that. There are people that have been able to do that over the years. But, you know, this is more of making this knowledge available and scientifically proven for the masses so they can get to that point of awareness or education.
If you go on the spiritual side of the understanding of life, I'm sure you heard about the teachings of the Keshe Foundation, mm-hmm. Any emotion has a strength field.
Yeah.
Happiness, sadness, and everything else. And in a way, one of the biggest stumbling block for mankind to move into a dimension of understanding the totality of the creation has been religion and the spirituality. Mm-hmm. The religions are always told us there is a soul and there is somewhere and your soul will be happy or you get punished with your soul and the rest of it.
Yeah.
But now understanding the scientific part of the structure of the body of the man, we understand the soul of the man is in the body of the man. It's within the center of the brain of the man. Mm-hmm. And in X-rays and in MRIs, we can find it. We can locate his position. And this sun is like saying, because now we understand, and I explained many teachings, is like saying we have a solar system without the sun. And the sun of the solar system is in another galaxy. Does it make sense?
Yeah, doesn't.
So, no, the soul of the man is the sun, is in the center of the body of the man. And the interaction of this sun with his environment creates the earth, creates the Jupiter, creates the moon. So the interaction of the sun of the body of the man, which is in the brain of the man, creates the kidney, the liver, the heart. And the interaction of these fields, for the first time, we can understand where the soul of the man is and how we react. And in one way, the soul of the man in the brain of the man, in the center of the brain, in interaction with the magnetic gravitational field of the earth, which is interacting all the time, in pulling it down in one side, creates the body of the man, the physicality of the man. That's why in our skull, the bottom part is open, and that's why we see the spinal cord which goes down, which interacts in the strength with the field of the earth. That's why animals have that, the spinal cord, and why the interaction creates the size, the shape of the man. So, in a way, now the circulation of the fields of the body of man through the blood and everything else, in interaction with the sun, in the brain of the man, creates like earth and the sun, the rain, the snow, the day, the lights, the night. So, if we understand this, the interaction of the physical magnetic field of the body of man, which goes through the blood, with the soul in the center of it, creates, let's say, the rain. We call it happiness. Mm-hmm. It creates sadness. We call it the storm. Mm-hmm. So we understand now is micro and macro is the same. So in a very simple way, we can understand how the body of man is created, how we can elevate the soul of the man. Now we are understanding this, we don't need to wait for the soul to be free when the cage of the fields of the blood stops. And then we release ourselves to be free and we call, we said, you're dead. Now we're understanding this, and if we can go to the point that we can elevate the strength of the fields of our body and through our soul, we can in a way live for thousands of years, because when the field of the soul goes beyond the boundary of the, we allow it to go beyond the boundary of the physicality, then it can repair it, it can give us all the energies it needs. We do this at night, but we don't understand it, because when you go to sleep, the strength of this cage, which is our blood magnetic field, the position changes, and the soul can go outside, connect with the outside in much more rapid. We call it the dream. Now we even understand how our dreams are created. Because if I can put another dimension to the soul of the man further out than the skull of the man, I can communicate, I can interact with it. Yeah. And so the new enhancement units are set that way. That's why we call it psychosomatic. And there's a lot more we have to learn. The biggest problem from now on for the Keshe Foundation is the theologists, because now they cannot tell us all the things they've told us for thousands of years, hundreds of years, they understand. Now scientists understand through the science, we prove the position of the soul of the man. We prove the, how the emotion is. If I can give you a gas mixture that makes you from sad to happy, so it means I have interacted with your emotion. So if I've interacted with your emotion, and we understand that the, let's say, the day and night comes from the interaction of the sun and the earth rotation, magnetic fields and the positioning, now I can interact with your soul. You can do it yourself. So the theologies and the religions go through the window. And this is one of the biggest problems we had up to now with pharmaceutical. The next step of the problem with the Keshe Foundation, the understanding truth about the creation, comes with the religions. Because now, do you need for you to be told where your soul is and how you're going to be and where your creator is? Or now you have the knowledge that you can access it, you understand it, and you can correct your life. So, in a way, we, as you said, we had a big problem with the governments. Now the biggest comes with the religions, where now they can see the Lord's control, because we can elevate ourselves, we can elevate our souls. It has a field of strength. We have machines which can match that field of strength and elevate it, tap into it. It's like you give it the energy. So do we know now more than the scientists? Is, as I said, as is our logo, the Keshe Foundation is where the soul of the man meets the creator. Mm-hmm. Because we understand it.
I know that we teach practices here like Yigong, you know, one of the oldest forms of Qigong, you might say. And it's a matter with the elements and becoming, you know, you end up with control of the elements. You know, it's like the original airbender stuff. And we've done practices here where we've done things. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to brag about it. But, you know, we've altered weather. We've done all these things on a regular basis here. And it does fit into that same thing that you were just saying. I mean, you just gave the scientific foundation for Yigong and how that works and things like that. I just see how it's tying everything together, all the things that I just feel in my soul or heart, you know, that are correct. And now it's given a scientific foundation. So now you can do these practices with the knowledge of what you're doing, how you're doing it, how it works, everything. I think it's amazing.
Now, it's, as we said, Keshe Foundation is where the science meets the soul of the man, in the position of the soul. Scientifically, we can interact with our soul. Scientifically, we can create condition in our physicality that we allow the sun of the creation of the physicality, the soul of the man, to feed the man like the sun does to his planets. Planet Earth does not eat the cows and the camels in the space. It receives energy from the universe, from directly from its creator, the sun. So now we can do the same. Do we need to kill anymore? Do we need to go into the phase of growing to eat packages of energy we call food? Or we allow our soul to receive energy from the universe directly the way we can. We can go into the machine, elevate the soul of the man, that elevation expands the boundary of the fields, feeds the physicality, and then goes back to his size. You don't need to kill, you got fed. Whatever you don't need, you go back to your soul. Whatever you need, you take from the soul. Mm-hmm. Do we need to go through this? Now we understand it and we are doing it. The expansion of the knowledge now is beyond imagination of the man. And many, many, many people try to block the Keshe Foundation because their hands is opened up. They cannot lie and cheat anymore.
I know there's a friend of mine. He's I have to put you in touch with him. He's a biophysicist, and he's got like 9 PhDs or something like that. But he actually crystallized oxygen and put it in water in a microhydrant. And you drink it and it oxygenates the whole system immediately. You know, and oxygen is one of the highest antibiotics you can get, you know, but it's amazing how this stuff works. But I notice when you drink this water, it's almost like a truth serum. When you get the high octane stuff and you drink it, it's really hard to function on a lower level of deception or lies or thing. It doesn't work. And we've given to certain people that have been very deceptive in the past, and they just had a total breakdown right there, and you know, started crying. They had a big emotional breakdown. But it'd be interesting. I'd love to get you two guys together and with this technology. And he also understands. I can't say too much about it because I was working with him in the early 90s, and we had serious problems. You know, we had labs blown up and threatened, and shotguns pointed.
Yeah, there's something which just reminded is that, as you know, we are with opening up the Keshe Foundation television. We want to invite world scientists like this to bring the new horizons on to new knowledge. You got to realize the present, all these television programs which we have, scientific, is controlled by others, what they can show and what is acceptable that we can show.
Yeah.
And we can discuss. In the Keshe Foundation television, we open the new technology and science to people to come and see and to be part of. That there is no, what do you call it, there is no patent and there is no what we call circumvention, and there is no more hiding.
Need that right now. That's the problem, is social media. I call it the lamestream media. It is so controlled. The narrative is so bad. And even with UFOs and things like that, it's so controlled. Even in the field of ufology, it's totally controlled, which it shouldn't be, you know. And on every level, the narrative has been so controlled. We need a whole new system of education, a whole new system of getting this information out. Everything has to be completely transformed. Our educational system, our political system, everything has to go through a total transformation if we are going to evolve and continue. Because we, under the present state, we can't continue. It's so dysfunctional, it's not sustainable.
It's functional for them because they can control everything.
Yeah.
It is functional for us because we see how it's falling apart.
Yeah, it has to. Now, I'd like to get your take on it. I know the Earth is getting just slammed by huge energy waves coming through the Earth on a regular basis. The solar flares, the coronal mass ejections, everything. And I know it's affecting the bioelectric fields around our bodies, the Earth itself. Could you talk a little bit about this shift? You know, everybody has a different name for it, the Great Awakening, the quantum leap in evolution, or whatever. Can you shed some light on that, about what's going on in the bigger picture?
The reality of the whole new science on this is the fact that at a higher order, we understand more. We have more we analyze at a higher speed, we understand higher energy, intellect. And the fact which the scientists have always ignored is that the Earth is like a drop of rain. It starts with the fields of water and steam evaporates and it goes up. And then when it goes up, gets to a point, when it rains, when it just reaches the right condition, it becomes a rain and it drops back on the Earth again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the waters of our oceans many times have gone through this cycle.
Yeah.
The same is with the Earth. Earth was created out of the field of the sun. As it evaporated or as it reached the outer boundaries of the shell of the solar system, it solidified and it came together and it became the seed of the planet. And then like what we have now, the planet in extreme positions, it became the center of the system. It absorbed all the weak gases which were there because they lost most of energy from the sun till it get there. And became these giant planets. But we have to understand that these giant system, whatever planets, whatever, they are very tiny compared to the gravitational magnetic field of the sun which created them. It's like the ocean where the drop of rain, it goes back to because it has to drop down. So Earth is getting pulled back into the sun. All the planetary system are the same. The gravity of the sun is pulling us. And in that process of getting pulled, for example, so many million years ago where the dinosaurs lived, we were a few million kilometers further out. The field pressures were less. So bigger animals could be created like dinosaurs. We can't have that because now we come closer to the sun, the pressure and magnetic field is reduced. The maximum we can create is an elephant.
Uh-huh.
In a few million years' time, the maximum will be created will be a mouse, if you understand how gravitational field of the Earth and the Sun works, because it condenses. But there is another side to this. As we reach closer to the Sun, we absorb higher order energies from the Sun. So this brings a new intellect. This brings a new cycle of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like we see more people are becoming intellectually mature, more people becoming taller because of the new version of foods we have put in. So in that way, it's not awakening, it's to understand the process. So as we are closing to the sun, closer and closer, we are receiving higher order fields. If the field of the sun at the first planet was, let's say, 1,000, at Earth is 900. As Saturn is 50, because it loses more energy. Now that we are going back in, we are facing with that 1,000 in the front in the first planet. And so this brings new energy strength. New energy strength brings new intellect. So we understand the process.
So up to now, more of an energy body. Eventually, we'll become more of an energy body and then eventually a light body and probably back to pure consciousness.
In a way, yes, because we come to the point that the physicality doesn't need to exist because the gravity of the Earth is not there as it was, that it can lead to creation of the body of the man the way it is now. For example, let me explain to you very simply what it is. Einstein says it's the funny things. I've explained this many times. Einstein says funny things, says if one atom moves polarity, the other atom moves the same, but he couldn't understand why and how.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, a plasma is like a electron or an atom or whatever you call it, is like a magnet. It has a pole where the fields come out and it has a pole where the fields come in. And at the same time, different strengths come in, different strengths go out. So when you have two magnets, you turn one, the other one turns. So we answered the position of Einstein, he couldn't understand. This is one of the reasons. But the strength of the field of the creation is dependent on what and how much we allow for it to absorb and how much to give. And this creates in how wiser we become, and how bigger we become and how more intelligent we become. And in that process, we see, for example, in our reactors, that on we say sisters, what we call the polarity of the sun changes every 11 and a half years, every 23 years, it goes back to the same position. Earth change of polarity happens every few million years. We couldn't understand why. But in the reactors we have made to copy the structure of the Earth, we see why. For the first time, we see when the current and the voltage changes to a balance and it changes, the magnetic field moves from one to another. This is what I explained, that why you see these huge flares on the sun. Because the field is moving, and then when it changes, it interacts different way and in much stronger way, so you see the flares. Now it's the same as the Earth. In the morning, you're away from the stronger field, it's not so hot. When the lunchtime is the maximum interaction, you see brighter light and we see more heat. And now we understand the process. As I explained, in the, up to now, they tell us the center of the sun is billions of degrees, and this is all nonsense.
Yeah, it's cold.
We have system. We have system. We understand gravity, magnetic field. We create a plasma. And when the plasma of the sun slows down to a point, it creates the matter of itself on the top. So now, in the slowing down in the strength, you have a matter on top of a field. You have a hollow center and you have a matter on top of the same as Earth. It's the same position. Now, the difference is that these materials being in a gaseous or plasma state on top of the sun, they have their own interaction. But they are interacting with gravity and magnetic field of the center of the sun as well. So that interaction creates the light on the surface of the sun and the heat on the surface of the sun. And how the internal magnetic fields, which changes the polarity, interacts with these surface interactions of the matter, then it creates the darker and the lighter field interaction compared to its environment and the rest. So, for the first time in the Keshe Foundation, we can explain everything into basic fundamental that the layman can understand, and then all these assumptions and lies by a lot of scientists goes to the wall. It's the same. When I explain, the first paper I produced, as you know, was the what we call the creation of black hole. Up to the April of 2004, Stephen Hawking said black holes are biggest eating machine and blah blah and all the rubbish he came out with. In a paper I submitted to the British Royal Astronomical Society to say that the Stephen Hawking is wrong and the black holes are the center of creation and they absorb energy at the same time as they absorb, they give out, and I explained into it, my paper wasn't published.
Yeah.
And then paper, as you know, the Royal Astronomical Society said, my paper will not be published. They gave me a letter on the 7th of July. On the 8th of July, I received the paper, and the lunchtime, Stephen Hawking said he's changed his mind, and black holes leak, and I lost a shirt to my friend after 30 years. What a rubbish. The guy didn't understand. He read my paper, he changed his mind. My paper wasn't published, and he became a famous that he changed his mind. He stole the technology, he stole the knowledge. Yeah. I went to see him in Cambridge, they said, Mr. Keshe, you're an unknown scientist, he has stolen your paper. You can't do anything, he steals many papers. Stephen Hawking stolen more papers from the scientists around the world. Everything came out of his mouth was somebody's paper he stole. He's the most incompetent scientist man ever known. We are opening his hand. And then what we did, when I became famous, I put the scientific paper in my book number 3, The Creation of Black Hole. In front of it, I put 2 pages written that Mr. Stephen Hawking, in a way very politely, you stole the paper, and I put his name on it, and I put the letter of Royal Astronomical Society on the back of the paper in the book. So when you open the book, you read my explanations, how strange that Mr. Stephen Hawking, on the day I receive a letter from Royal Astronomical, he says he changed his mind, and he goes to Dublin to give a talk that how he changed. Many scientists went to Dublin to hear and said it was all nonsense, couldn't explain, because he stole a paper. And so, we see that right across scientific world. The peer reviewing has to stop, because those who peer review are paid to control science. Mm-hmm. And that's why Keshe Foundation does not leave any of its papers to peer review. Now we have our own journal, we publish it. You peer review according to what you understand. Not a thief can peer review you.
Yeah.
It's the physicality of it, and I send the copy of the paper and the book to Mr. Stephen Hawking. He should have sued me. He didn't, because he knew I was correct, and he died with it. When we published the book, the third book of the Keshe Foundation, The Origin of the Universe, and it was given a place in Leuven University of Belgium to open the book for the publication, the inauguration on a Friday. Suddenly on Tuesday, Stephen Hawking out of nowhere appeared in Leuven University. All the newspaper wrote, he gave a talk about, his title of his conference was Origin of Universe, my book.
Yeah, you know what, you're not alone there, because I've had people have borrowed my information for so long, and then they put it out, and then we actually did a movie, the same thing, Contact Has Begun, and part one and part two, and this other guy comes out with the movie Contact Has Begun, and he stole everything, including my life story, you know, basically, and put it out as his own. But it's common. Unfortunately, it's common. As I said, it's a controlled narrative. And no,
it's not common anymore. It's not common. You have a paper, scientific paper, which is to do with the plasma, which is to do with the work of the magnetic field. We publish it in Keshe Foundation journal, scientific journal, without any touch. We don't peer it. Keshe Foundation Plasma Time is built for this, to stop these abuses.
Great.
You're a scientist, you developed a plasma technology, knowledge about the space. Who am I to say you're wrong? Who am I to say you're right? Mm-hmm. Because you're wrong could be make somebody to become right and develop something beautiful out of it. The peer reviewing is finished. The patenting is finished, because now I open all my patents. Nobody can copy and everybody is using it.
Yeah.
The world of technology the world of science has to change. The world of understanding the work of the universe has to change. And what do? When they cannot handle us, we are so correct with everything, they try to, don't look at the knowledge, we kill the character, they do for character assassination, with character assassination, the technology gets damaged. It doesn't happen. If you go on the internet, how much the Keshe Foundation has been attacked, especially in past few weeks by the people who we kicked out the Keshe Foundation, because now they've gone for character assassination. Keshe Foundation is a scientific organization, and we understand the operation of the soul. Mm-hmm. People who see their position lost, they make accusation and all sorts of attempts to character. You cannot character assassinate the discovery of the how gravity is created, which I've done. And I have a system which works. Go and assassinate the character of the creator, the God, who created it. Mm-hmm. You understand? This is
I agree. I agree 100%. It has to be.
They went for character assassination because they can't touch the science. We are a scientific organization. Mm-hmm. What I do, who I kiss, who I go to bed with, is none of nobody. Who I teach is none of nobody's business. Yeah? So this is the way, because they cannot do anything, they go for all sorts of rubbish in how we do. You tell me how you understand the system that can have saved thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives in Iran, in China, in the United States, in Brazil, from Corona. How can you character assassinate such a discovery?
Yeah.
And what do they do? This is the way we have to change. This is the way the your listeners have to understand. Every man has a right to his intellectual right of thinking and to share it freely. More than important than one man.
I wanted to let people know that what you're talking about is the One Cup, One Life. Is that what it is? And that is available on your website.
Well, on the website, you can buy it. You keep it, don't use it. But if you get the corona, use it.
Yeah.
For 3 days. It's gone. It goes straight away. And it's got a system. We have taught it. I have made a video. I gave it as a gift to the Chinese nation on the 24th of January last year, on the eve of Chinese New Year, when corona was creating mayhem. And now it's a spread around the world. This cup, it has a combination creation, cup one and cup two, that cup one is to affect the white tissues, like the brain and lung. And cup two, to affect when the corona goes into muscle tissue, red cell, because it has copper in it. These are one of the most advanced technologies made so simple that everybody can use. And you just drink from the cup, you breathe the water, you put in a, what we call a Hubble bubble, a shisha, you drink the, you inhale the air of it, and you wash your body from the same cup. You make sure that that little fat on the top is taken off first before you wash the Ganses, which is made in the salt. And then when you made it, add that top layer of fat into it, you recover very fast. Within 3 hours, we're done in Iran. People in the deathbed, we have reversed in a few minutes. You just put the salt water, you make the connection to the on the instruction. You see a white stuff like a cloud gathers on the bottom. You collect that white cloud and you wash it till the salt taste goes. Every time you wash it, it goes to the bottom. You change the top of the water on top of it till it's not no salty anymore. And that fat which you collected on the top before you take the white stuff at the bottom, you add to it and you drink it, you wash yourself with it and you inhale it. Within 3 hours, you see the change. We've seen millions of people across the world. Again, you have to realize that you can use these cups on the time and the point of need. You don't need it when you don't have a corona, but have it handy. When you need it, it's like plug and play.
Yeah.
But make the Ganses ready in the house, in the bottle ready. The minute if you feel you got a corona, you told you got the corona, use it, gone. Get it tested. They tell you negative. We had less than 15 minutes. The Iranian officials in Iran National Defense University confirmed, another university in Iran has confirmed within 30 minutes, corona moves from negative, positive to negative.
Wow.
13 minutes. Two hundred people.
Now, is it a two-part system, two types of GANs? One's like the CO2 and one's with copper, or can you?
Yes, because that we have discovered 26 versions of corona. Up to now, you have been told about three of them. In the paper published, you go to Keshe Foundation, website, on the journal, you can download and read the paper. We have recognized, we have identified 26 different type of coronas. Up to now, they talk about three. This technology with the two cups and addition of magnesium in some parts, more or less responds to all the coronas, all the viruses, flu virus, any virus you have. These cups are developed for viruses, which is the transfer of energy. You have to understand the science. Up to now, scientists could not understand what the virus was. Hit and miss, we have developed something to control them. But we generally couldn't understand what the virus is. We see corona with these crowns on it, we call it corona. But we understand. So now we understand viruses are a pack of energies. Where they interact or become in touch with the cell of the body man, they manifest themselves part of an interaction as whatever we call a virus. Okay? Now, what we understand is in the new plasma technology is that the plasmas, like any other thing, like the sun and the earth, the stronger gives to the smaller that it can elevate it up. That's what it is. That's how we receive the sun energy. Stronger always gives to weaker. So the plasma of a corona has to have found a strength in its strength into its what you call a spectrum of the field, one strength which is equal to the strength of the what we call the amino acid of the body of the man of the lung. So now, as I said, when you take that amino acid, that fat on top of your cup, that is when you put in the gas, is a weaker version. The gas is a weaker version of that amino acid connection, which is Corona has in your body. So when you apply the water on your body, you wash your body, what happens is that the what we call the plasma, like the sun, the Corona is stronger, trying to transfer its energy to the water energy plasma you put on your body, you deplete the energy of the Corona from the cell. And that's how you cover. You literally starve it. It starves itself. Yeah. In connecting with the water outside the body or what you drank, which is passing it very quickly through your throat, you deplete its energy and that's how you recover. Never accept my technology just because I say so. Accept my technology because I can explain it scientifically and show it.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, we hit the end of the hour. We've got to sign off. I'll have to get you on again because this has been one of the most amazing shows I've ever done as far as information. Again, what's the best way to get a hold of you to find out, to get a hold of the water and the other technology? Find out about the other technology.
Go to Keshe Foundation, KESHE.foundation, www.keshe.foundation, or on Thursday morning, every Thursday, we've done it for 38 years, at 9 o'clock Central European time till 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we teach live on the internet. Just go on the YouTube, put Keshe Foundation, and then you come on the Keshe Foundation, you listen to the teaching. At the moment, we are very advanced. We speak after 8 years about the soul of the man, how the soul of the man interacts, how we can change diseases. And after March 21st, when we open our television channel, we speak about the origin of creation, how the fields come together, that they make your heart, your leg, your lungs, and your emotion.
Awesome. Hey, I can't thank you enough for
books. Pardon? For
coming on the show. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We're out of time, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So again, we'll get you on again. But again, blessings and keep up the great work, and we'll do whatever we can to get your information out on this end.
Join us on the television, KF television, on the World Wide Web and what we call internet.
Yeah, great. Thank you. All right, James Gillen signing off. ESETI, Stargate, and BBS Radio. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and let's get this technology out. Have a great evening. Good night. Oh.